You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome back, MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch. And Jennifer, look, it's Tuesday we're talking here. This team has lost four of their last five games. Is there panic yet in St. Louis?
There is definitely panic in the city. You know, it's actually similar to kind of what we saw after the Cardinals lost two games with San Diego a few weeks ago, got pummeled, and then, as we know, go on to win 7 out of 8. So, yeah, I mean, fans' expectations here are obviously very high, and I think, you know, as good as the starting pitching has been to see other teams come in and score as many runs as the Pirates and the Cubs and even the Nationals last week did, I think it gives a little reason for pause. But big picture, this Cardinals team is still in first place by a pretty healthy margin. Best record in baseball. It is just odd to see them lose 4 out of 5 at any point, but certainly to see them lose 4 out of 5 at home where they've been so good this year.
Yeah, so the runs allowed, though, I mean, you lose some games, that happens. And I know Matheny's, keeping that stoic, exterior. He's doing a good job with that, as he always does. But if there is concern, it's not so much the losses as much as it's got to be the pitching.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, we're used to, I mean, obviously this is a team that has lost plenty of games along the way, but most of the games that they have lost to this point have been very low-scoring, close games, and that's not what we've seen in the last week. I mean, you think back even to the first two games against the Nationals to start this homestand, Cardinals got down in both those games pretty big early, allowed 5 runs in both of those wins, ended up winning both games 8-5, so it kind of overshadowed some of the pitching issues. But then you look at the last 5 days, they've been outscored 30-11. The last 8 games, they've allowed at least 5 runs in 6 of those, and that's just very different. I mean, this is a team that through its first 129 games allowed 5 or more runs just 33 times. So it does look a little bit different. Both the starting pitching and the bullpen has been rocked a little bit at this point. And, you know, I think there are some, you know, growing concerns about where Carlos Martinez is. Is the workload catching up to him? Lance Lynn didn't look good in his start on Monday. He's had a little bit of a rocky month here and there. And now Michael Wacha, people are curious as to how he's going to do on extra rest. So it does. It just looks different. And I think that's the reason that it's been a little bit jarring for as many people as it has been.
Well, I feel like this is a relatively new phenomenon. You know, let's call it the last 10 years where, you know, teams down the stretch, you know, in a race, and we start, you know, growing concerned with pitch limits, where I feel like in years, you know, decades earlier, it was, hey, look, who cares, right? You blow it out. Well, we're gonna win this thing. But you mentioned Martinez and Wacha, and there's a plan, it seems, to sort of stretch these guys out a little bit and try and minimize the innings some. Do they get at all concerned about, as you just mentioned, you know, what the rhythms, whatever else it is that takes a back seat when you start minimizing innings? Are they concerned at all about that part of it?
I mean, I think that's a legitimate question. I mean, you listen to Lance Lynn's comments on Monday, and he's not part of this group that's, you know, being the innings being conserved in the same way that it's for Martinez and Walker. But his start was pushed back an extra 3 days, largely because of the ankle issue he had and just the Cardinals had the flexibility. And he talked after his start, which lasted only 2 1/3 innings, about how tough it was for him to get out of a routine. We know that starting pitchers are creatures of habit. They have a routine that they go through in the 4 days leading up to a start. And for both Lance Lynn, Michael Wacha, he left the ballpark last Tuesday thinking he was pitching Wednesday against the Nationals. It wasn't until he got a midnight phone call from his manager that, no, you're not going Wednesday. We're going to push you back to the following Tuesday. So how that affects their schedule, yeah, I think that's a very real thing. Now, the Cardinals certainly have the luxury of having the lead that they do in the NL Central and being able to build in this rest, I think, a little bit easier than maybe other clubs who are really having to try to make a hard push either to get in the playoffs or leapfrog a team in front of the Cardinals. Aren't necessarily in that position. But, yeah, I mean, these guys are used to pitching every 5 days, and for some of them it is very hard to pull back from that schedule. In the long run, though, this was something that was planned all along for both Carlos and Michael Wacha. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Martinez at some point this month either have another start skip or at least have it delayed a little bit. With Michael Wacha, they feel like they can push him a little bit further because you think back 2 years ago, he pitched almost 180 innings. Last year it dipped off because of the shoulder issue, but he has been to this point before, so he can be pushed probably a little bit further than Carlos.
You know, this Cardinals team just got done with the Pirates, dropped 2 of 3 at home. now dealing with the Chicago Cubs, and there's still road series left, you know, at Chicago on that next very long road trip. They've got to go to Pittsburgh on the final roadie of the year. You know, as you watch these teams, as we see them make their play in this final month of the season, does one or the other stand out to you, frighten you more if you were a Cardinals fan?
Well, I mean, I would say that to this point, like, both teams have come into St. Louis this past week and really made a statement. You look at the Cubs, they were 1-6 at Busch Stadium leading into Monday. Then they go out and pummel the Cardinals 9-0. The Pirates had their problems at Busch Stadium. They come here and win a series, for their first road series against an NL Central team all year. So they both show that they're going to be tough competitors. I think, you know, looking at it, I think the Pirates are still going to be the tougher team for the Cardinals in October. Their pitching, their starting pitching, has had a way of really keeping the Cardinals' offense at bay. I mean, we've seen the success that Gerrit Cole has had. Francisco Liriano is a guy who has really puzzled the Cardinals. Jay Happ came in here last week and dominated. And then if they get A.J. Burnett back, I just think their starting pitching is a little bit deeper and can challenge the Cardinals a little bit better than the Cubs as well. Now, certainly the Cubs have had their issues with Jake Arrieta, as have most teams, but they have had very good success against John Lester. I don't think he scares them. And then after that, the Cubs starting pitching really dips to that point. Now, the benefit, of course, to the Cardinals is if they're able to hang on and win the NL Central, they can watch Gerrit Cole and Jake Arrieta go at it in the wild card game, and then it sets up that they'd only have to face the winner of that a pitcher one time. So that's certainly going to be to their benefit if they can hold off and win the division.
Yeah, right. And, you know, look, even as those two teams make their charges, they have their issues as well. And 5.5 games, 7.5 games, that's a lot of ground to make up in the amount of time left this season. You know, kind of scooting away from the pennant chase and the on-the-field stuff for a quick moment, we did get news about Joaquin Andujar passing away at the age of just 62 years old. And he was one of those guys, for me, Jennifer, I don't know where you come down on this, but I don't know. He was a somewhat iconic guy for me as a kid. He was just such a character and a great competitor. When I was really dialed in there in the 80s and following these guys and held them up on pedestals. And it's just such a kind of a sad day to see a guy like Joaquin Andujar, passed away earlier today.
Yeah, and he was still very beloved here in St. Louis. I'm too young to have remembered pitching or watching him pitch when he did. But when you hear stories about him, I heard one person compare him to kind of being the Carlos Martinez of the 1980s, and that kind of stuck with me because when we watched Carlos pitch, just the animation, the intensity, the enjoyment that he got out of the game, you know, those are the same things that you've always heard about Andujar. So, yeah, very sad news to wake up this morning, heard he had passed away due to complications from diabetes. You know, he'll always be remembered here in St. Louis for helping that 1982 team win the World Series, won 20 games in 1984, 21 a year later in 85 when the Cardinals made another postseason run. So, yeah, very beloved figure here in St. Louis. Somebody we haven't seen come around back as much as some of the old-timers do, but somebody who certainly hasn't been forgotten.
No, you know, for all his great competitive work, and there was plenty of that, still well-known, too, for that one just beautiful quote that, you know, only baseball can give you those quotes, but his favorite English word is, you never know.
Nope, you never know. And we hear that all the time. It's become a cliche now, but he had a special way of saying it.
Yeah. Well, sad news, the passing of Joaquin Andujar, but still exciting news, even though I know it's dicey times there in St. Louis, losing 4 out of 5. Most teams do that at least once a month. But I trust that we'll have much better reports next week.
I think we will. You know, too, you have to look at the Cardinals' schedule. They had that rough trip, or a tough trip out in the West Coast. They did quite well in it, but a grueling trip, and then they come here for the Nationals, Pirates, and Cubs. Once they get through the series against Chicago, you did mention they have series left in both Chicago and Pittsburgh. But other than that, a lot of games left against the Reds and Brewers, and also a series against the Braves. So certainly once the Cardinals get through these next couple of days, it should be pretty up from here.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, enjoy, Jennifer. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Jennifer Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.